The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 97. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 72. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 95. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 90.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Economic experts across the state of Kansas say they are concerned about the ongoing strike at Spirit AeroSystems in the city of Wichita from the Machinist Union, saying, number one, how concerned they are with the vote that came in with a 79% approval to reject the contract and an 85% approval from the workers to go on strike.
The thing that concerns me the most about this particular strike is if you look at the vote.
That was Larry Straub, an economics expert at Neumann University on Cake News, where he says depending how long the strike actually goes, it could impact not only the local economy in Wichita, but the entire infrastructure setup for the entire nation.
If this goes 1, 2, 3 weeks, maybe up to a month, we're going to be able to kind of hit the reset button and recover from it fairly quickly. It gets much more than that, and then it starts getting into some pretty serious degrees of damage that it could do to local, regional, and maybe even the national infrastructure.
Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
An investigation is ongoing after three individuals were found dead over the weekend, with five others being injured in Kansas City after the reports of two separate shootings early on Sunday morning. As Cake News reports, the first one happened at the intersection of 57th Street and Prospect Avenue around 4:30 a.m., where two men and one woman were found dead shot in a parking lot, with five others going to various hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries.
We don't know exactly what happened here. Obviously, there had to have been some kind of conflict that got us here. We just ask everyone, like, when it comes to a conflict, put down the guns, take a breath, walk away.
That audio from Cake News. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas also made a comment saying that he's trying to talk to members of the community regarding the shootings, but it's unfortunate that some members of the community don't want to talk about it.
A big part of it is building trust. I talked to some people. We had a good conversation for a minute, and somebody else, like, put their finger over their mouths to indicate staying quiet. You know, I think that's regrettable.
Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Those wanting to play some lottery games or gamble in some way, shape, or form, the state of Nebraska has announced that you can download some new apps on your phone, including the Jackpot app, allowing lottery players to play the Powerball, Mega Millions, Lucky for Life, Pick 3, and Pick 5 from the convenience of their mobile phone, tablets, or computers. According to the announcement from the Nebraska Lottery, they say there are some conveniences to not only having it on your smartphone or your tablets, but also it allows you to purchase your tickets, view your ticket order, and get notified automatically if you end up winning, along with receiving other prizes up to $500 instantly. The Nebraska Lottery has also announced that with the celebration of their launch of the new app, they are offering anyone 19 years or older their first lottery ticket for free if you end up downloading the app. And new players can receive a $2 lottery ticket by entering the code Nebraska at the checkout of their first order. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Netflix series star Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, is bringing his live show, An Evening of Hope and Healing, to you. Plus, live readings along with an audience Q&A. He has sold out venues across North America. Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium. Saturday, July 1st at First Council Casino. Get tickets now at 7clans.com or 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air for Mentor Visions.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a proposal to contract for a city convention and tourism director combined with Marysville Chamber and Main Street. Wayne Cruzy's been hired on a six-month interim basis as chamber director, and additional funds for tourism director were requested. Administrative and Finance Committee had met previously with the groups to consider options, but left under the impression that any combined contract was not to take effect until 2024. The matter was tabled until Administrative and Finance Committee can meet again to consider a recommendation. A resolution was passed designating parking adjacent to the electrical vehicle charging station downtown near the Pony Express Plaza on 7th Street be marked and reserved for vehicles charging. Code enforcement requested three additional nuisance violations, which were passed along with condemnation resolutions for dilapidated garages at 708 Calhoun and 511 North 8th Streets. A bid received for manhole project on Highway 36 from Noack Construction was rejected, coming in nearly three times the engineer's estimate of $240,000. City will resubmit the bid request with some modifications at a later date. A bid was approved for rebuilding a sanitary sewer connection near the KDOT facility along U.S. 36 Highway, which has collapsed, at a cost of $153,000, which is just below estimates. A budget workshop is planned July 12th to consider final revisions with projects planned and establish a revenue neutral rate for publication. City administrator reminded of a program where residents may apply for funding toward concrete for sidewalk replacement, which meets the 5-foot ADA requirements and run parallel to city streets. Applications are on the city website and available at City Hall. Marysville Airport will be closed for 3 weeks beginning July 10th to accommodate repair work to the runway, which will be accomplished in two phases, each requiring a shutdown of operations except for emergency air ambulance. A recent kickoff for a fundraising campaign in Seneca that will fund restoration and maintenance efforts at the Pony Express Museum downtown was announced. The funding will allow replacement of windows and work restoring brick and masonry on the 142-year-old building, which has served as a museum since 1996. Windows estimated at $60,000 and masonry at $45,000. Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville has been recognized as a top 20 critical access hospital for 2023. This is the third year in a row CMH has received this honor. Only one other hospital in Kansas received the distinction this year. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, running through Saturday with free carnival rides Thursday evening. Compliments of Landall Company celebrating 60 years in business, handing out wristbands 5:30 till 8:30. With rides from 6 until 10 p.m. Thursday. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain live Thursday evening. Two big parades Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Among other activities continuing with the Days of 49 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. George W. Stout, age 65 of Hollenburg, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for George Stout. Harold D. Singleton, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Wednesday from 4 until 6 at the Padden Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Harold Singleton. Hilda Rose Cook, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Elder Rose Cook. Isaiah S. Weirs, age 22, of Marysville, passed away unexpectedly June 23rd. Funeral service Friday at 1 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Diller. Burial in the Prairie Home Cemetery at Diller. Family will greet friends Thursday evening 6 until 8 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Isaiah Weirs.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny and warmer throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And some showers are possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers will continue off and on throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers become more likely throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers continue into Saturday, staying a bit cooler, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then scattered showers continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. A slight chance for some rain Sunday, sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 67, and the record low, 50. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
Your smartphone camera is helping scientists classify elusive cloud types. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 28th, the 179th day of the year. Comedian and actress Gilda Radner was born on this day. The classifications we have for clouds, stratus, cumulus, and so on are due to a work called the International Cloud Atlas, first published in 1896. We wonder if you're familiar with some of the newer entries. Aspiritus is the name for massive clouds that undulate like ocean waves. A structure that looks like a rolled up carpet is called volutus. And if you've ever seen what looks like a hole punch in the sky, you'll now know it's called a cavum cloud. These cloud types aren't really new to the world, but smartphone cameras have made documentation easier. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more and sign up for our free newsletter online. Just go to almanac.com.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
From the ground up, Midwest Products Hanover can assist with concrete drives, parking, walks, entries, foundations, and support walls. Quality people help produce quality products, and you can rely on their crews for a job done right. Concrete plants at Hanover, Washington, and Clay Center. Midwest Products also haul rock, sand, and gravel. They have a crane for rent and can assist with site preparation. Start your next job with a call for a quote today from Midwest Products at Hanover.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless scuttering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, Wichita State University head baseball coach Brian Green will have to replace one more set of shoes as utility player Peyton Tolley, who was on Wichita State's baseball team last year, is heading to Fort Worth to play for TCU, which he announced on Tuesday. Well, taking a look at the Angels, as Ohtani has been on a hot streak here lately, hits two home runs last night, K's 10 in the win as the Angels beat the White Sox 4-2. Well, the Kansas City Royals are playing the Cleveland Guardians, and Guardians manager Terry Francona had to go to the local hospital to undergo precautionary tests after feeling poorly before the team's game Tuesday night against Kansas City. He'll remain in the hospital overnight. That's a look at your sports here on Kansas Mid-America Network.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Well, the Kansas City Royals were in action last night as the Cleveland Guardians are in town for a series. And the Guardians go ahead and take care of game one as they beat the Royals 2-1. Guardians had 2 runs on 7 hits. Royals were only able to manage 1 run on 2 hits. We'll continue the series with the Guardians tonight. First pitch, 7:10 at Kauffman Stadium. News out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. New Alabama baseball coach Rob Vaughn is set to make at least $900,000 annually under his 5-year deal with Alabama to be the new head baseball coach. Big news out of Wichita State yesterday as Brian Green will have to replace a big set of shoes as utility player Peyton Tolley said yesterday he's heading to Fort Worth. Tolley entered the transfer portal on June 11th and has now committed to play for TCU as of yesterday. The two-way player was a second-team All-American by the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association on the mound. Tolley was 9-3 as a starter with a 4.62 ERA. Also in the batter's box, totally hit 3-11.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Flooring choices with professional installation are available to complete a new look from start to finish for a single room or your entire home. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
If you need a tractor that's small but mighty, Can-Equip in Marysville has just the ticket. The Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor from New Holland. With 25 horsepower, a 3-point hitch, rear PTO, and mid PTO, it handles chores a garden tractor just can't. Plus, this economical tractor gives you deluxe comfort and simple 2-pedal operation that makes it easy to mow, load, dig, grade, and more. Stop by Can-Equip in Marysville to learn more about the Workmaster 25S.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Not everyone enjoys the intense flavor of radishes. Tame the intensity with proper selection, care, and preparation. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The pungent flavor in radishes are due to isothiocyanates. The more of these healthful sulfur-containing compounds in a radish, the hotter the flavor. Some varieties, like French breakfast and white icicle, have a milder flavor, while the black radish is almost as pungent as horseradish. Radishes grown in cooler temperatures and moist soil tend to be less pungent. Provide sufficient water throughout the growing season and harvest when mature. Radishes left in the garden for a few extra weeks develop more of the isothiocyanates, making them more pungent. Cooking and roasting will help tame the pungent flavor of radishes. And try peeling spicy varieties before serving them fresh. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
One September weekend each year, you can count on about 20 to 25,000 people to an attend event in central Minnesota that began with just a few folks getting together to swap stories and display some items of importance to them. Turns out, a lot of others were interested too. We go along as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
It all began back in 1975.
It started out as just kind of a neighborhood threshing bee, and through the years, the membership has amassed to over 500 members. A lot of those members bring their antiquated pieces in, whether it's farm machinery or domestic, and they have them on display during our show.
As Greg Fuchs shares, you'll find a lot of items at Albany Pioneer Days each fall. This year, held September 14th through the 17th.
Thousands of pieces of equipment ranging from domestic washing machines, old iron displays, things that you would find in the workaday home, whether it was in town or on the farm, all the way up to a very expansive printing display.
Of course, there are plenty of tractors here each year as well.
Steam engines, both traction and stationary. When it comes to tractors on display, we probably have in excess of 400 and gas engines, which a lot of come into the show by the exhibitors. We probably have over 500.
Tom Skidlarik shares they've been able to build and acquire over 70 buildings that also create an old-time village on the grounds.
So we've got a main street that goes through the show. And on that main street, you've got the general store, you've got the saloon, you've got the cafe, you've got a telephone building.
A post office.
Post office.
But we've really only told you about half of what there is to see here. It's quite amazing what has been collected over time. Truly some items that you'd be hard-pressed to find, at least in this quantity, anywhere else. I'll reveal some of those unique pieces of history next time as we travel the countryside in Albany, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McRae.
Hanover Days of 49 run Thursday through Saturday with free carnival rides Thursday. Compliments of Landall Company celebrating 60 years in business. Handing out wristbands 5:30 till 8:30 with rides 6 until 10 p.m. Thursday. Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes entertain live Thursday evening. Two big parades again this year, Friday at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. Plus free entertainment and more's greater amusements on the Midway. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at the Days of 49. Your invitation to the Days of 49 from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, including Hanover Insurance. Full-line coverage representing multiple agencies. Landall Company, 60 years in business. Our roots are in the Hanover community. Midwest Products, quality people help us produce quality products. Midwest Products of Hanover. And Blue Valley Technologies, providing telephone service and internet. Plus BVTV from Blue Valley Technologies.
Chickens are a great way to introduce kids to chores and responsibility. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They'll learn a lot and may find them more fun than video games as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Chickens when I was a kid, and many of them became pets. They were eventually meant for the freezer, so it was a good lesson in the food chain and the circle of life. Melissa Cahy raises pet chickens in Massachusetts and has written a book called A Kid's Guide to Keeping Chickens. She says the right breed for kids will be docile and calm, friendly, and curious.
These would include Silkies, Brahmas, Buff Orpingtons, and Silver Laced Wyandottes. Teaching children to respect and handle the birds properly starts from day one.
The chicks will imprint on you as being part of their family and recognize them. And it's important for kids to learn to respect all living things, and this is a great way. Teach them from the beginning how to hold them, how to pet them. If you chase them or you try to grab them, they're not going to warm up to that. So you start from the beginning. You start with some scratch and you put it on the ground, and it's about developing trust.
Hen or rooster? Kahi says very young children will be better off with hens. Roosters are fine as chicks, but when they grow up and the hormones kick in, some of them can become aggressive. Like with all livestock, there are safety rules that kids should know when they're around their chickens.
Wash your hands with soap and water. And then also, if their clothing becomes soiled, I usually remove it and change it and launder it right away. I also try to tell my kids, don't kiss chickens. Keep them away from your eyes and face area, but you can certainly give them lots of hugs, give them some nice stroking on their back and under their chins.
There is so much that kids can learn from raising chickens. The value of caring for a pet, chores, responsibility, and a relationship with an animal. Find more tips for connecting kids and chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll,
it is well with my soul.
Have you ever set up a domino chain? There's such a satisfaction when the first domino falls and the rest go down really fast, one after another, with a click, click, click. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, the domino effect can apply to a lot of things, like money and finances. One small, healthful step can lead to another. For example, if you start being more thoughtful about your spending, it may lead to more saving. And if you have more savings, you'll have a better idea of how much is enough for you and your family, which can then lead to a full life of abundance and sharing with others. You know, God asks you to be a good steward of what He has given you, and to be faithful with the small things as well as the big stuff. So start somewhere, even if it's small, and then let the dominoes fall into place. Being wise with money can help you live a life of confidence, contentment, and generosity.
Pennsylvania has its own farm bill. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. When you say the words farm bill in Pennsylvania, you have to be more specific. That's because the state has its own version of a farm bill. Pennsylvania Secretary of Agriculture Russell Redding.
It started out with 14 pieces of legislation that ultimately became a single piece of legislation.
Redding says the program resulted from a Temple University study of the food and agriculture industry in Pennsylvania. It addresses things like specialty crops and urban agriculture, nutrition and ag education, and processing and production initiatives.
And it's really had a wonderful sort of uplifting impact to the state. I mean, there are so many more people who are in the conversation about what is food and ag than they were previously.
Redding listens to those conversations, and he thinks agriculture is getting some respect.
The work that has been done the last sort of 6-7 years, just to put a point to this, I think has been really transformative in recognizing the diversity of ag, the significance of ag, but also pointing very clearly to what does it need to help ensure at least that it stays here.
Redding says he's optimistic for the future of agriculture, and I'll have him back tomorrow to explain why. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's the Get Your Ag News for this Wednesday, June the 28th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, dry weather and drought in the Midwest is reaching a critical point, according to University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schenkley, who says yield loss could be coming quickly in his state.
Most of Illinois is in a moderate to severe drought. And if we don't get rain in the next week or so, we're going to be looking at some lower yields. And right now, there's a possibility 2012 style drought could be in the offering for 2023.
Now, that holds true for most of the Midwest and the Corn Belt, which should be enjoying a wet season thanks to El Nino. But he says markets are reacting to the dry weather.
We saw new December 2023 corn contract go from $5 in mid-May to now it's back to close to $6. And if we continue to see dry weather, you can expect to see that continue up, particularly if we're looking at a widespread drought.
If the drought this year follows 2012, he says, He outlines what is to be expected from the market.
The harvest price was 32% higher in 2012 for corn, and that would result this year in a 780 harvest price. Soybeans rose 23% during that year. Having said that, any rain will cause that to go away.
And now for a look at your humidity levels around the state of Kansas. Liberal this afternoon, we'll see humidity levels around 32%, so that's southwest Kansas. In the northwestern part of the state, 53%, 46% in central Kansas, south central Kansas, 31%, and eastern Kansas, 54%, and in northern Kansas, 57%.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Planting wheat for cattle grazing? New from the AgriPro brand of wheat varieties, AP Baldy is the cattleman's choice. AP Baldy is an awnless forage wheat that has been bred to perform in colder winter climates. AP Baldy has shown very good winter hardiness, medium maturity, and long-lasting green leaf duration. Make the most of your wheat grazing acres with the new AP Baldy. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for all your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at AgriPro.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month from Bussing Dairy of Axtell. Continuing the tradition of the American Family Dairy, proud sponsor of National Dairy Month. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring cattle sales every other Thursday. Consignments online at marysvillelivestock.com. And KNDY Radio, up to date with the latest weather and markets every hour, your farm and home information radio is KNDY. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
Brainstorming new farm ideas may not lead to the right choices. Do a SWOT analysis of the business for a clearer picture on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
If you want a unique insight into your farm business, sit everyone down for a SWOT analysis. SWOT stands for Strengths, Weaknesses, Opportunities, and Threats. Lynn Keim is a senior extension associate at Penn State University. He says the session should include family members, business partners, employees, and anyone else who can help give a well-rounded picture of the business. Get them all in a room and have someone record everyone's comments. Each person will have their own thoughts, so one rule is that no comment should be disregarded.
Once they have all the comments up, then start putting them into the boxes between the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And then once you have those, you start to see that the strengths more times than not combat the weaknesses and the opportunities combat the threats.
Kimes says this exercise will produce valuable ideas and shed some light on the possibilities as well as drawbacks.
There's things that come up that they haven't thought of. And once they have these, then they can use those to develop their goals and objectives for the business. And it really tends to open their eyes as to maybe what their goals should be and how they might achieve those goals.
The SWOT analysis should be reviewed every year. But Kimes says the biggest benefit of the exercise is the communication that results between family members and other members of the business team. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the steps involved in a SWOT analysis at agriculture.com.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on this Wednesday. July corn, 592. That's down 31. September corn, 536 and three quarters. That's down 19 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 805 and a half. That's down 32 and a quarter. September Kansas City wheat also down 32 and a quarter at 807 and a quarter. Oats for July, 380 right now. That's down 5. September oats down 6 at 394 and a quarter. July soybeans, 1445 and three quarters. That's down 48 and three quarters. August soybeans, 1358. That's down 36 and three quarters. Looking at cotton for October, 7813. That's up $1.62. December cotton at 7746. And that's up 40 cents right now. Live cattle for June, 179.80. Up 50 cents. August live cattle, 174 and a nickel. That's up $1.55. Feeder cattle for August, 240 and a nickel. That's up $1.55. September feeder cattle, 243.50. That's up $1.52 and a half. Crude oil for August, 69.56 per barrel. That's up $1.85. September crude, 69.70, up $1.80. Gold for August, 1922. That's down $1.80. Gold for October, 1941, and that's down $2. Silver for July, 22.89, that's down 7 cents. September silver, $23.09, and that's down 5 cents. Looking at Wall Street on this Wednesday, the Dow is down 113, S&P down 4, and NASDAQ up 22. Now that's a look at your market information for this Wednesday, June the 28th. From the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept MiagraTac. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. Insects can be a nuisance during the summer months. K-State Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses potato leaf hoppers and how they can damage alfalfa fields this summer. Knowing what potato leaf hoppers are, how they are a threat to alfalfa fields, and who to contact to learn more about crop damaging insects are things Whitworth discusses. There are signs that potato leaf hoppers have been feeding on alfalfa in soybeans.
Every year they come into Kansas between the first and second swathing of the alfalfa. The problem is a lot of the alfalfa is just now being swathed. So as these potato leaf hoppers come in, they're going to lay eggs in the stems. The leaf hopper eggs are going to hatch, and the nymphs, the little tiny ones, are going to be feeding on that alfalfa for the next 2 or 3 weeks or before it's swathed again. But they will be here sucking juice out of the alfalfa. And soybeans, the thing about soybeans, are really easy to see in soybeans, but they really don't do any damage. In alfalfa, that's the problem. They can damage alfalfa in two different ways. Number one, they suck the juice out of the plant, so that can be a problem. They also introduce a toxin into that plant. That characteristically will cause the leaves starting at the edge to turn yellow, and that yellowing can go down the leaf, all the way down the stem, all the way down the plant. If there's enough feeding and if it's dry enough, they can actually kill the plant.
Whitworth reviews the treatment threshold for potato leaf hoppers.
The treatment threshold is really low. If you, and most people use a sweep net when they go out with alfalfa. If you have one or two per 10 sweeps, that probably indicates you need to consider cutting if you're within, you know, 7 to 10 days of swathing, just cut it. I've never seen them reinfest a field after it was swathed or spray it with a labeled insecticide.
He discusses how to use sweep testing when scouting your fields.
Sweep sampling with nets. Generally, if you take insect net out, that's a great way to determine if the insect pest is present. Not necessarily if you need to treat. But what we do is we go out and use nets, and if we find some, then we go back and we do the stem count method where you pick stems off and shake them in a bucket. But nets are a great way to get out and determine if the pest is present. With potato leaf hoppers, they're so active, that's really the only way you have of getting out and determining if there's a treatment threshold that you've reached or not.
That was Kansas State University Extension field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discussing the crop insect and how it can damage fields this summer. Contacting a local extension agent can help identify potato leaf hoppers that can be an annoyance or damage fields. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Texas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.